WDAPX Mobile on 14714. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Delta out here,
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. A beautiful Friday morning, the end of the week, and I just want to go back to bed. I'm starting to sound like a broken record. I got to quit that. Find that happy, let's go, and I'm working on it. That's all I can say is I'm working on it. Good morning.
Well, you know, it's kind of for a July day.
I kind of agree with that. It was 52 degrees when I left the house. It's like, ooh, that's got a bit of a bite to it. But, you know, I'm sure by the end of the movie that we're not going to be saying that, you know. Oops, did I lose you there?
Yeah, so somehow it didn't go through. El Patrol 8 told the Dolphins.
I hate it when that happens. I've done that a few times. If I key up the thing to my radio,
heard you out here.
Yes, sir. Can I ask, how was your travels up to Houghton?
It was good. Yep. Got four different sites upgraded with routers, and it was fun. And then the drive wasn't too bad either, so it was all good.
Yes, my nephew went to Michigan Tech, and he graduated last year.
Oh, that's cool. I know a couple people that are going there right now, or not right now because it's not really in session, but in the fall, winter time, and early springtime. So.
Yep.
That's cool. I actually went there. There is a MPSCS site at MTU. It's on the roof. And I had to go upgrade the router there. It's at the engineering building. And I had to carry a bunch of stuff up 11 flights of stairs. That was interesting.
Oh, well, I'm not sure about the engineering building. Because they are just building a brand new facility up there. Well, they have been for the last 2 years. It's kind of fun. They've got a webcam.
Yep, it's a neat campus. There's a lot of old buildings up there, or a lot of older buildings up there. And then they've got a mix of some newer stuff that they're trying to make it all look the same. You can tell, but you can definitely see the age difference between the two buildings, that's for sure.
I always liked, have you ever seen the lifting bridge that goes across the river there?
Yeah, the bridge that takes forever to go up and down. Yep. We actually got stuck behind that once on the Keweenaw side. We got stuck on it, or stuck behind it, because a sailboat needed to go through, and that sucker had to go way up.
All right, sir. Well, been about a month since I talked to you, so I figured that I would drop in. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Hey, 73s, have a great day.
Well, thanks, Mr. Jim. We'll always appreciate it. And it's always good to talk to you, so. You hear me out of here again? Don't hesitate to jump on back. And it's EMH Mobile, Traverse City.
JCA, VSU. NA, EMH, and EMH, KCA, ASU, DMR. Nothing heard, JCA, VSU.
UIS Mobile.
Kilo Lima 3 Delta Alpha, this is KL-38. Head northbound on I-75 in the pickup truck, headed up to the cabin. Anybody on tonight?
KF-8 DPM, Indian River.
Heading to your call sign there, it's KL-38. I'm on my portable, so my antenna's not doing the greatest here. I can read you about 3x3.
You're coming in absolutely clear. A little bit on the weak side, but very clear. And again, the call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Mike. This is Larry in Indian River.
Well, it's good that I'm getting out clear, because you're still very, very broken and somewhat readable. I got Larry in Indian River, and the last three of your call signs, something Papa Mike, or India Papa Mike.
Bravo Papa Mike. The first three are Kilo Foxtrot 8. Everything else is correct.
Bravo, Papa, India Lima Mike, is KL-38. I am going up and down hills right now, so again, I can barely read you. You're coming in a little bit.
Try again when you get to the top of the hill. KF-8 DPM, standing by.
I can probably get you better on the Gila's repeater. Do you want to switch to that one real quick, or do you want to switch to the NMI Air's repeater?
Alright, Gaylord. I'll switch to Gaylord here in a minute.
Hey, for NMI clear, switching to Gaylord repeater. Gila Lima 3 Delta Alpha. Hey, I can't reach that Gaylord tower. I'm on a portable with a whip antenna. I can't reach you. Didn't get your call sign, but looking for Larry at Indian River, KL-38.
Yeah, this is Larry, Indian River. You're coming in beautiful right now, strong and clear.
Hey, Larry. I got your Lima Charlie here. I'm actually at exit 310, just driving past Indian River right now. So the closer I got to the repeater, I'm definitely coming in a lot better. So are you. What's your call sign again? This is KL-38.
Kilo Foxtrot 8. Bravo, Papa, Mike, and I'll ask your call sign, too.
Kilo, Fox, Mike, Papa, 8, the scale 38.
I can't quite write that fast. Do it one more time, please.
Kilo, Lima, 3, Delta, Alpha, KL-3DA, this is Travis.
Travis, I've got Kilo, Lima, 3, Delta, Echo, Alpha.
Negative. Kilo, Lima, 3, Delta, Alpha.
Right, I got a real clear copy on that one. Very good. What's your location now, approximately?
I am just passing, just across the bridge for the Indian River, headed up that long straightaway on I-75, just about to hit that hill for the Tappan Zee exit.
Fantastic. Okay, I live right in town, so it's coming through plenty clear right now. Check me again once you hit the expressway area.
Yeah, I'm on the expressway right now. I'm on 75 headed north. I'm kind of surprised that my radio's coming in this clear. I'm running a 10-watt handheld with a 6-foot whip on it. It's one of those, the Army-style backpack folding whips. I got it inside of the truck on my, or inside of the cab of my truck, and I'm kind of surprised I'm hitting the Sheboygan repeater at all.
I'll tell you that the Sheboygan repeater is actually on Hackleberg Road, which is only about 5 miles away from Indian River.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, it's a Chinese black box radio with a cheap antenna. So to do 5 miles is pretty good. And then for my programming skills to get it right programmed first go around is pretty good on my part. So
headed all the way up to Mackinac, we can switch over to the icebreaker and check out the comms there.
Yeah, that's the Sheboygan UHF, right? That's up there. I got that programmed in here. I tried it just a couple minutes ago. I'm not going to be able to make it. I probably won't make it for another probably 5 miles or so.
Monitor the other one, so I'll wait on you, see if we come through. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Mike, clear.
KL3DA, and that changed to Iceberg Sheboygan UHF. KL3DA, clear.
KFA-GPM monitoring.
KFA-GPM monitoring portable.
KFA-GPM, that's a nice loud signal coming in strong.
Oh, goodness, I hope so. Anywho, how are you doing? I remember we talked before, and I just can't remember your name. It's been a while. I think it's Larry. Yeah, maybe, yeah, Larry. Yeah, Larry from Indian River area.
That's exactly right. Go ahead. Come back with that name and call sign of yours. I help you place the name.
Oh, for sure. Call sign, Kilo Echo 8, Fox Julie with the AE8FJW. Name is Brad. Way up here in
St. Marie. Fantastic. St. Marie. That's coming in nice, loud, and clear. Excellent signal.
Oh, for sure. So, yeah, I got have a repeater on this network here. So, and it's actually about 50 feet or 75 feet from me. So, I hope so. Anyways, yeah. So yeah, you're sounding good going into 145 11 with the repeater there in back seat. Just a little bit of scratch, but it's loud and clear. So yeah, you're doing good. Yeah, you should. You're in a good spot there. You know of everything, and over there in Indian River.
That's correct. I can get Harbor Springs. I can get Gaylord. I can get Sheboygan, Mackinac City. It's a nice location for me.
Oh, that's for sure. yep. Anywhere, that's a nice old town. It's pretty. So we've been through there a couple times. Actually, I think it grew up well since a lot longer than there has. Seems like there's more activity. Must be all those tourists.
It's a busy time of year right now. I can't wait for that Memorial Day when kids go back to school and we have peace and tranquility up here again.
Oh, that is for sure. I know that's right. Yeah, then we get up here, we get all the university kids, so we don't have very many of them much anymore. So they've been losing the kids quite often. Their numbers are quite low, so used to be quite a few university too, not too much anymore. So, but yeah, that's gonna start up here in another month, next month here. So, almost a month away. Yeah. Whew, where did summer go? My goodness. I'm looking forward to that cool weather so I can get back out in the woods and put some trail cameras up. Yeah. You're a hunter. There you go. So, nothing wrong with that. Nice chatting with you. I think I'm going to zip around the repeaters and see what else I can find. Nice talking to you. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Mike. I'll be clear on this one. Hi, Larry. Yep, 7-3. We'll catch you in there later. KE8FGW monitoring. Portable.
Kilo Lima 3 Delta Alpha. This is Kilo Lima 3 Delta Alpha. Standing by.
Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf, listening on the link. I think I heard Brad out there. This is Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf. My name is Jim.
Oh, hi, y'all. This is Jim. This is KE8FJW.
Hey, well, I'm hearing well, and I think station in there that was trying to get in, so can I pause for the third station?
Yeah, I sent his call sign, but I think it was a TL3 or something like that, I believe, but yeah, we'll give a pause and see if he's still out there. KE8FGW.
This is Kilo Lima 3 Delta Alpha. I'm just coming back into range on my little handy talkie here.
Hey, well, welcome.
I'm not breaking up a party or a net or anything, am I? I'm just cruising on the interstate, head up to my cabin up in the UP.
Hey, Brad, could you tell me how far are you from the International Bridge?
I'm still in the Lower Peninsula right now. I'm at mile marker 333 of I-75. I'm still south of the bridge here. Probably, I think that's like 8 miles or 10 miles or so.
You were talking about the Mackinac Bridge. I was asking Brad about the International Bridge.
Oh, I heard my name again. So you want to know how far I'm away from the International, you know? Well, if I'm at work, I can throw a rock at it. So, now I'm about a mile south of the International Bridge. You know, they should name that bridge. You know, I think they should give that bridge a name. It'll make it easier. I don't know, Twin Two Bridge. How's that? It's called Twin Two Bridge.
Oh, gotcha, now I understand. Yeah, my cabin's up off of 123 there, kind of towards Moran. It's about 5 miles off the interstate, off of 75. That's probably 40 miles south of the Sioux.
Oh, yeah, very good. I know where Moran's at. Been there a couple times. A few times. How's that? KE8FGW.
Yeah, if you know where the Jehovah's Witnesses are there on 123, that long straight stretch there, my cabin is literally across the street from there. Usually I can hit the repeater from my front porch at the cabin, so I see the bridge now, so I'll be crossing over the bridge here in just a minute.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, there's a guy, an older fellow down that, over that area there. He likes to check in. I haven't heard him on the repeater lately, but every once in a while he gets in there. He's getting up there in age. He used to check into the 6-4 repeater over in Pickford all the time. So, but I haven't heard him on there in maybe a few, 5-10 years now. I shouldn't say 10 years, maybe 6-8 years. So, yeah, it's been a while. KE8FGW.
Back to you, Jim. KE8FGW. Yeah, it's KL38. No, I'm on the interstate, and you'll never believe what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a ham. It looks like in a Toyota Tacoma northbound on 75. His license plate looks like it's a custom plate. I've never seen one like it, though, before. I wonder if I can freeze him on here if he's listening. 8 Papa Whiskey 017. I don't get the ham call sign, but that's definitely a custom plate. I got a 2-meter antenna on there with a ground plane. If you're listening, it's KL3DA.
All right, well, this is Jim. I will stand, and I don't know where Moran is, but have you ever been up to Paradise?
Oh, yeah, we ride snowmobiles up there in Paradise. That's just a, you know, I head out 123, and that's about 45 minutes north of where my cabin's at. Yeah, Paradise is real nice up there. A lot of mosquitoes, though, eh?
Please go ahead, Brad. Your turn.
Okay. Hey, those mosquitoes will carry you away if you let them. That's for sure. They did a bugger this year. Always do. Summer here, too, so. But anywho, well, I'm actually going to have to get going here. I got to get off to work. I picked up a couple of night shifts this week, so to cover for a fellow that can't take a necessary vacation. So, anyways, safe travels, because you're almost to your cabin there, I can't quite get to KL3, this guy's call sign or name there, we'll catch you on here anyways, and, if you ever make it over, we'll say hi-de home on the 4th surgery, Peter. So, catch y'all here, KKWW73.
I'm sorry, with the KE3 here, call sign. Again, my name is Jim. Happy travels over that first bridge.
Yeah, this is Travis, KL3DA. I'm crossing the bridge right now.
All right, Travis, have a safe travel. Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf, I'm going to sign and clear.
Roger, have a good night. 73 is KL3DA clear.
KC8VSU, Audible, Server C 442.5 DMR.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.